the mountain mover, the ocean divider, the king of glory, the hope of the hopeless. You are the high priest of good things to come. We exalt you this morning in the name of Jesus. It's great to have you here today, the Sunday 22nd, January 2023. Today's theme is the man Timothy. Memory verse, John chapter 10, verse 27. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. Bible passage, 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 19 to 23. I take 21. If a man therefore purge himself from this, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified and meet for the master's use, and prepared unto every good work. Message of victory. Every organization has rules, regulations, and policies guiding our work ethics. As much as some individuals have principles guiding their behaviors, God's kingdom has laid down standard, commandment, and way of life also. For instance, Romans chapter 14, verse 17, Amplified Version says, the kingdom of God is not a matter of eating and drinking what one likes, but of righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. Meaning, our activities are not subject to negotiations, but what has been documented and instructed. As a believer, you can't drink, behave, or go where you like. There are so many good restrictions for kingdom's citizens. Job chapter 32, verse 18. The trait of a good soldier is discipline and obedience. As long as you don't stop following God's instructions, He is committed to your non-stop guidance. 1 Samuel chapter 30, verse 8. The proverbial dog which refused to listen to the hunter's whistling is bound to be lost. Are you struggling to obey God, which you really don't like? The mystery of praise and worship is the solution. It will improve your submission and love for God and propel your love for the law of liberty. Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 12. James chapter 1, verse 25. The extent of your success largely depends on hearing and obeying God's voice. Until Jonah obeyed, he kept sinking deep into troubles. Jonah chapter 1, verse 15 to 17. Hearing God delivers from the ordeals of life. Strive to hear God from today. Luke chapter 6, verse 47 says, and why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? No man is born a saint, but God is looking for men who are ready to say, if I perish, I perish, but will not bow to other gods. Esther chapter 4, verse 16, and Daniel chapter 3, verse 17 and 18. You must change the pattern of your relationship with Jesus if you want to please Him. What made Timothy to stand out? Let us dig out some spiritual truth from his life. 1. He chose and submitted to the teachings of a very close, faithful veteran soldier of Christ, Paul the Apostle. Many have abandoned their prophets, but running after celebrated prophets not known or sent to them. 2. He learned and knew the word from his tender age. The word works. 3. he was determined to be golden to God. Go for a golden and not muddy relationship with God. 4. Timothy lived a Joseph example to refuse any defilement. Brethren, purge your conscience from dead works. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 14. 5. Timothy was a perfect example to follow as a believer because he thoroughly prepared himself for active service to man and God. What service are you rendering to the body of Christ today? 6. Gentleness was one of Timothy's virtues. Be gentle with brethren, but tough on the enemy of your soul. 7. Timothy was a fast learner who kept to his assignment. Your faithfulness in little is the ultimate God seek to be. Is the ultimate to God seek to be like Timothy. Call to action. What you become in Christ should be your priority and not set of irrelevant activities. Prophetic prayers, declarations, and tongue of fire. Join me to give thanks this morning. Hallelujah to the King of Kings. We thank you for setting examples for us from the life of Timothy. We thank you for our daily supplies, healing, and help. Be magnified in the name of Jesus Christ. Hear me this morning. The Lord will set you ablaze with his fire to change and transform your Christian service to the next level in the name of Jesus Christ. Marele katapulende kashia zotu pralienge kakatasie kete kete Mary and Labrayanda in the name of Jesus Christ. I decree this morning, may you hear God audibly from today. By the fire of the Holy Ghost, your spiritual ears, eyes, and heart are healed now in the name of Jesus Christ. In baranda lom prokata betu salaye ngegege rubran la shikada metabrala keria la pro lo suteria la gashia eke sakayaga doya in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray for a user of this devotional. In this year 2023, you will live by God's standard and righteousness alone to love him more than ever. In the name of Jesus Christ. Aprotala, ebregede, matantali eketo, sotopra, la yara kakakadeke, mazalinde riala kakasho, zoleagandarea, embrolo, danse rianda la bro kontosi ekalaya, tinde de, garia lagadai, broloto sayegedea. So shall it be in the name of Jesus Christ. Fresh Spring Daily Devotional, FSDD, is one of the best widely read and listened devotional. Please share it to spread the gospel of Christ. You can also visit our FSDD website at www.ocmnation.onpodium.com to subscribe. We encourage you to worship with us to experience the word, worship, and winning at 12B Ashiria Kofa Street off Adetola Street, Surulere, Lagos, Nigeria. For prayers, counseling, and deliverance, please send your prayer request to Olive Christian Ministry 2017@gmail.com or via the following WhatsApp number +234 8023 1818 57. Good morning. And may God bless you tremendously in the name of Jesus Christ. I remain your Olumide Salako. God bless you.